Welcome back to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayetze, the 11th day of the month of Kislev. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. Sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Sunday's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Chaim Jachter of Shaarei Ora, the Sephardic Congregation of Teaneck in Teaneck, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Jachter slowly reciting our three chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130. It will be followed by the Mishaberach L'Cholim and Achinu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Jachter to learn more about his wonderful community in Teaneck. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Jachter.
Thank you, Natali, for your excellent introduction, and thank you to all our kind listeners and our kind sponsors and to the OU for making this great program available. I wanted to share with you, right, we're just only a few hours away from Shabbat Parashat Vayetze, a beautiful idea from the Or HaChaim, one of the great Sephardic commentaries to the Chumash. And this Or HaChaim was called to my attention by one of my students from Torah Academy, Bergen Kempe, where I had the honor of serving as a Rebbe for 26 years. And his name is Usher Rausman. Usher shared with me an incredible idea that beautifully solves an enormous problem in the Pasuk. Yaakov is in very big trouble. He's running away for his life from Esav to Uncle Lavan, full of trouble there. And yet Hashem gives him everything that he wants, gives him a promise. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to return you to the land. I won't abandon you. I'm going to be with you until everything is taken care of in the end. And then Yaakov Avinu, our father Jacob, makes a very strange vow, neder. He says, well, God's going to be with me, and he's going to watch me, and his guard's going to guard me, he's going to give me food and clothes, and I return home in peace to my father's house. Then, listen to what he says, Vaya Hashem li lelukim. Vaya Hashem li lelukim. That God will be for me a God. That's a little strange. It sounds like he's saying that I'll believe in God if you take care of me. It's almost like he's saying I'll believe it when I see it. It's utterly bizarre that our great patriarch, that Yaakov Avinu, would do such a thing. What's happening? What's going on? The commentary struggle. What does it mean that God will be for me? That Hashem will be me for a God? So Rashi gives an explanation, says, well, it means that Ashroyim Sap Sul Bazari, that I won't have any children who are not faithful to the Torah. Okay. But the Or HaChaim asks on that, I don't understand where Rashi sees any hint of that idea in the Pasuk. So the Or HaChaim gives a beautiful explanation, an incredible explanation. What does Yaakov Avinu mean? As Vahaya Hashem li lelukim, Hashem a God, what he means as follows. Vahaya Hashem li lelukim, which he emphasized specifically, it says Vahaya Hashem li, it'll be specifically li, for, it should be specifically for me, meaning like this, that if Hashem will be so kind to me and take care of me, I won't just go through my regular observances, I'm going to take it to the next level. I'm going to forge a personal connection with Hashem. It won't just be, oh, Hashem is the king, but Hashem as my father, son, Li, for me. And I'll make it my own special way that we'll be able to say, not just Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Not just the God of my fathers, but my own God. Forge my own special connection. Yaakov promises to step it up. He's not saying, oh, yes, you take care of me, I'll believe in God. No, he's in a crisis. Yaakov Avinu is in a great crisis, and in response he says, if you're going to take care of me, I'm going to step it up. A big promise which he executes. And what does he say later on? He says, Vayikra lo, Kel Elokei Yisrael. Elokei Yisrael, the God of Israel, himself, Yisrael, that's Yaakov. And then he builds the Mizbeach. Kel Elokei Yisrael, his God. He steps it up. And that's a tremendous message that we take for this week as well. That our job this week is from Parashat Vayetze, and during COVID, during this time, during this extended long period of time, that we've had to make a tremendous amount of adjustments, that we're going to step it up also. You've done so much for us, Hashem. We're going to step it up. Every day, step it up. It's what Hashem wants. Step it up. And I suggest you a specific way to do it. We have something we do at our Kihilah, at Sharei Ora, something that we do at TABC as well. I do, and I'm sure many rabbis do. I suggest everyone on the call, if you're not doing this already, do it. Listen to every day a daily Rashi, and I'm sure familiar you, you have it. Will we do a daily Rashi every day, 1 minute, inspiration from Rashi from the Parasha. And 1 day halacha. We do every day halacha. 1 minute halacha. Every day halacha. 2 halachot. As we say in Shacharit, Kol Shana halachot b'chol yom uftach l'shem haba. You study halacha every day. Every day he's stepping it up. And that's been what we've been trying to do. In our kiyuah, step it up. And my students also. Stay away as best we can from Lashon Hara. Step it up. Do better on our observance of halacha. Every day a little better. Every day a little better. And that way we'll be following in the footsteps of Yaakov Avinu, that in crisis we create an opportunity. We don't just go through a crisis. Don't waste the crisis, everybody's been telling us. Take an opportunity. Take it to grow. Yaakov promises to step it up. And we, his children, Jacob's children, our patriarchs, Jacob's children also, to step it up with our observance of the Jewish law, of the halakha, and be inspired by the messages from the Parashat Shavua. Every day, a little bit better. Okay, now for Tehillim. Now for this, where we're going to begin first with Tehillim Chaf Gimel. Chaf Gimel is 23. Let's begin with Tehillim 23. I'm going to say it slowly along with everybody else. And we'll say it together. Mizmor L'David. Adonai Ro'i Ro'echsar. Binodesha Yarbitseni Alme Minuchot Yinaleni. Nashi Yeshovev, Yancheni Vamagle Tzedek, Leman Shemo. Gam ki Elech Bigate Salmavet, Roi Rarak Yatai Madi, Shindecha Mishantecha, Hema Yinachamuni, Tarok of Fanai Shulchan Negetzurai, Tishanta Vashemen Roshi, Kosi Revaya, Achtov Vachesed, Yedifuni. Call Yimei Chayai, Bishavti Bevet Adonai, Liorech Yamim. And now we go to 121, to Kuf Chaf Aleph, Mizmor Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121. Shir Lama'alot Esanayo Harim, Me'ayin Yaro Ezri. Ezri Me'im Adonai, Osei Shamayim Va'aretz, Al Yitain Lamot Raglacha. Ayanum Shomarecha, Hine lo yonum, lo yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomarecha, Adonai Tzilecha, Ayad Yiminecha, Yomam Hashemesh lo yakeka, V'yareach balayla, Adonai Yishmorecha, Mikora, Yishmorecha, Mikora, Yishmor Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmor Tzedecha, Goecha, Me'ata, V'yad Olam. Now we go to Tehillim Kuflamid, Mizmor Kuflamid, 130. Shamalot b'shuv Adonai. Kuflamid 130. Shir Hamalot b'mamakim kratich Adonai. Adonai shema b'koli tihiyena oznecha kashuvot b'kol tachonunai. Eman avonot tishmaya Adonai mi amod. Ki imacha hasulicha leman tivare. Kiviti Adonai kivatan nafshi v'lidbarach hochalati. Nashi Ladonai, Mishomarim Laboker, Shomarim Laboker, Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Kimanai Chesed, Rabbein Rof Vedut, Uhu Yifdet Yisrael, Mikol Avono Tav. We're going now to recite the Misha Berach L'Cholin, and we're going to be saying in the Sephardic version. Misha Berach, Avotenu, HaKadoshim, V'Atahorim, Avraham, Yisrael, V'Yakov, Moshe, V'Aaron, David U'Shlomo, V'Yivarech et Kol Chole Yisrael, U'V'Chlalam, V'Yivarech et HaKadoshim, Yishlach lahem refuah shelema, b'ramach avirahem u'shlag yinehem, el nafalahem, b'tok she'ar chole amacha Yisrael, v'chein yiratzon, v'nomar amen. We conclude actually with an Ashkenazic tefillah, and that is Achenu. Achenu kol beit Yisrael, hanatunin batzara uvashivya, ha'omedin ben bayabasha, makom yirachem aleihem, Yotzeh mitzara liyurvacha, me'afela le'ora, m'shiabu le'gula, ha'ashra v'agala z'man kariv, v'nomar amen. Thank you, Naftali.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Jack, there as we transition into the next segment of our call, and obviously a short Friday for those I'm in the Northeast, especially with Shabbos coming in very soon. But first and foremost, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
Begin with the community. So we sustained a mix. We had, on one hand, great nisim, but we experienced in our keilah a great loss. Shimon Ayash, beloved, one really extraordinary person that we could go on for half an hour, but just to leave it like that, just an extraordinary person, an extraordinary loss. But on the other hand, we experienced many nisim, and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. And on a personal level, our family, very interesting point. My wife and I just had our first grandson. And it's interesting that I'm speaking to the OU on the Friday after the birth of our grandson, our first grandson, because when our first child, this daughter, who gave birth earlier last week, we just had the brit this week. And Brit Milah, and the week after she was born, I spoke at an OU convention the Friday after she was born, also Thanksgiving weekend. So that's really 24 years later, from 1996 to 2020, to speak at an OU event on the Friday of Thanksgiving weekend after a birth. Bezrat Hashem, we should make an appointment when we have our first great-grandchild. So we should speak on our Friday for the OU and Thanksgiving weekend as well.
Amen. And listen, if you really want to go to the to go full circle, the OU convention is in Teaneck next Sunday, so you can actually go in person.
Fantastic.
happy to hear now. Thank God, we're all once in a while, and we're truly sorry for the loss that your community did experience. So we've been fortunate, and it's rare to find a Jew in the world who's not aware of Teaneck, and we've been fortunate and blessed to have a few rabbis from Teaneck over the last few months be on the call with us, but each has offered their unique perspective, and I'm hoping you can as well to share with us, give us a little bit of background of the shul, and really of the community overall.
So we're unique in Teaneck. Teaneck speaks for itself as one of the largest, if not largest, modern Orthodox community outside of Eretz Yisrael. That's pretty much only modern Orthodox OU. You know, I think all of the shuls are OU are OU affiliated as we are. And if I'm not mistaken, almost everyone. We are very excited, Shari Arad, to be affiliated with the OU. We are a very, very interesting, probably Teaneck's most interesting shul. Maybe I like to think we're Teaneck's most beautiful congregation, but in terms of the beauty of the Beit Knesset, in terms of the beauty of our tefillah, and the variety of people. We have people coming from 19 different Sephardic countries. That's right, 19 different Sephardic countries. So there's a lot of variety. It's fascinating. And and the shiurim had to be catered to all these different minagim. And we have a significant amount of Ashkenazim join us as well. It's a fascinating, beautiful, beautiful part, a beautiful kihila, part of a very, very beautiful community at Baruch Hashem in Teaneck.
Amazing. And truly diversity in the true sense of the word. You know, our family, the Hermans, spelled with the two R's and the two N's, the Hermann, the true Yeks, and that all of my grandparents come from Germany. And yet, there's this Masora in our family that one of my grandmother's family originally comes from Spain. So even these Yeks have some Sephardic blood in them.
That's
as well.
Right. That's right. Beautiful.
Our next question is, what motivated and drove you to go into the rabbinate, to become a pulpit rabbi? Obviously, you're an educator as well in TABC and truly one of the world experts when it comes to Erev, and maybe you can throw in something about that as well for us to learn a little bit about what it is about Erev that is so appealing to you, that you've really spent so much time and lent so much expertise to others around the world. But really, the heart of the question is, why the rabbinate?
So I have to really thank my parents. I mean, I have to thank my wife, my children for their support all these years. But really, my parents were the ones who inspired me. My mother comes from a family of rabbanim that goes back to the Baal Shem Tov's Bromo, of Gershon Kitever, the Shach, the Ramah, Rashi, David HaMelech. So, and we were my great grandfather, and before was a tradition of, in Galicia, your family. We were generation after generation rabbanim, so it's in the blood. It's very much in the blood, and so on my mother's side. And my father actually taught me something very, very important. He taught me an incredible lesson as a teenager, as actually right after my bar mitzvah. And I enjoyed reading the Torah, and I would read. And the rabbi wanted to pay me for reading the Torah. My father insisted that I not take a payment because he said that's what you're supposed to do. It's not so you're supposed to contribute to community. So that's where I was brought up. You're supposed to contribute to community, and really the best way for someone to contribute to community, to be a rav, a rabbani, to be a machanech. That's really ultimately, you know, just your whole life is you know, well, your own family, but also contributing to community. And in terms of the beauty of Erev is it's all about community. It's expanding the community. It's making all the community into Rishut HaYachid, making it all a home. Make it binding everybody with the Eruv Chatzerot, the commonly owned food. It's just a beautiful idea. It's all about community and giving to the community, which let's give away. That's what the OU is all about, building the community and to do that, and really call a kavod to everything that the OU is doing.
Thank you. What an incredible message and lesson from your father. And I'll just mention to all of our wonderful listeners, for those who may be interested in learning more about Erev, Rabbi Jacker has an incredible book. I think it's titled Walking the Line, which is a halachot about Erev and all the sources involved. Really, really fascinating. I would encourage those listening to find out more. Our last question on this short Friday is, with all these changes we're experiencing because of COVID, and more than the social distancing or the mask wearing or all of the online platforms and Zoom and so on, when we think about our communities, when you think about your community, and we can look towards the future now with some glimmer of hope, Bezrat Hashem, these vaccines or whatever's coming next will only get better and better. What communal changes do you anticipate for yours and perhaps the broader Jewish community?
Okay, so we were thrown into this without warning very, very quickly into a very, very prolonged, dramatic change where everything has to be rethought. And it poses challenges and opportunities. Like I said in the Dvar Torah that I gave, the Yaakov is in a crisis. He's not going to waste it. He's going to use it as an opportunity. So we have opportunities, and we also have challenges. And just something to be very, very frank and blunt, and that it's easy to be dragged downward than it is to be inspired. So we have to use this as an opportunity with all the creativity that we've been forced to use. You just continue that creativity to become better and better, And our main challenge is going to be rebuilding community. By necessity, there needed to be, we needed to divide up Minyanim into various houses, backyards, and smaller groups. So, Bezrat Hashem, you know, we're looking forward to, well, we all be able to gather together in the Beit Knesset without restrictions, and to be able to rebuild and just as we pivoted to the backyard, we'll pivot when the time comes away from that into back into the community, stronger, better, and more and with a lot more gratitude for the community that we will have.
I love it. Stronger, better, and with more gratitude. Rabbi Jagger, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community. As they are with old Klal Yisrael and of the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community. Your continued bracha, success, growth, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova for good. And may the Rabbeinu Shalom, the master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again on Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Unfortunately, the speaker we had scheduled just sent me a message that he's unable to participate on Sunday, but do not be worried. We will find someone in time or 1 o'clock on Sunday. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, uplifting, restful, healthy, meaningful, and safe Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.